OG says to never move into a woman's house. You will never build enough value for her to respect you as a man. Let me...
Is there truth to that? I've never done this, so I don't know.
Let me play this.
One of my mentors once told me this when I was about 18 years old. He told me, never move in with a woman. And he meant never move into her domicile. Never move into her residence, into her apartment, into her house, because that place will never be yours, all right? Any conflict, anytime you need to get something resolved, she will make it be known that it is her place. It will never put you in a proper perspective as a man. It will never put you in the proper authority, and you will never build enough value for her to respect you as a man. Nothing lower than a man that lives off a woman, all right? That's not how things are ordered, all right? And we're not living in order. We're living in chaos. And chaotic times are when men move in with women.
Wow.
Well, a couple things I noticed here is I like the way you call him OG like it's his name.
No,
not
he's just
like the term OG. Yeah, yeah.
That's what OG is.
And then the other thing is I just don't think it matters because, like, my wife... when she was my girlfriend, my fiance, like, you know, she didn't help out with anything around the house, but she still, I mean, when we would get into a fight, she would tell me to get out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of my own house. Like, that I pay for.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I would still be, like, kicked out. So it really doesn't matter what house you live in, but he might have some points there.
Jacob in Montana. What's up, buddy?
Montana.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so I met my wife. We're married now, but when we first met, we started dating, and she had an apartment. I had an apartment, but we were both about 2 hours from each other, and she had a job where she lived, obviously. So I made the decision to move in with her, so then I would commute back to where my apartment used to be. That's where I worked. That way she wouldn't have to commute. And obviously that was my decision to keep her safe and off the roads. And then every once in a while I would mention something like, you know, we could do this for the house. And she's like, well, you mean my house?
No.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Jacob.
I'm all riled up.
What's up, Brian?
Hey. How y'all feeling today?
Good. What do you think?
I mean, you should never move in with a woman at all. I mean, I don't care how much you love her, like her, or how big her booty is. You should just never do it. I mean, they don't respect you. Don't you guys get it? They do not respect you. You can have your slippers not in the same place when you come home. They just move your stuff, and then like my man just said, they'll say, it's their house, not yours. I mean, my dad had a buddy. He brought the girl a Hummer, moved her into the house. Now, 2 years later, the house has mold. And he's not living in it, and he's paying for it.
Wait a second.
They don't respect you, bro.
So,
damn.
She got the house?
The house and the Hummer.
And a Hummer.
Damn.
And I'm not, you know, I don't like putting people's business off, but she does some drugs, and she got caught up in town with a little, I mean, it's just terrible. They don't, how do you not respect someone that puts you in a house and gives you a truck?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy got bamboozled.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He should not pick football games because he can't pick chicks.
Right.
And I look at it this way. He'd be bringing guys to the house. So he's probably laying on the bed where, you know, a little action took place.
Oh, yeah. As one person pointed out, the ghost of penis passed.
Oh.
So you're saying.
Weren't you that person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying.
You refer to yourself as that one guy.
Yeah, it's supposed to put you in a better mood. It's supposed to talk in a third person. We read that last week.
That wasn't third person, though. You act like you were a different... Never mind.
All right. Brian, so you would not move into a woman's house?
I would never even once think about it. I mean, if I'm there a couple nights on the couch, that's one thing. But moving in, never, bro. Never.
Damn. So far, I mean, there's not a lot of... Not a lot of evidence that says that it's a good move for a man.
Uh-uh.
I was hoping some ladies would call in and be like, no. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
But they're being low-key about this because they probably already know that it's the truth.
It is.
Do you think that she would respect him? What do you think, Brian? Do you think that a woman would respect a man once he moved into the house?
I mean...
Is he going to get cheated on? Like, where's what's the disrespect?
The disrespect is that it's hers. So it's like if your cousin comes over and they're playing with your toys. They get on your nerves. Give me my toy back, not the toy. They're always going to take ownership, bro. Always. And if you weren't there when they got it, they're going to treat you like crap, bro.
Okay. Do you think that it correlates into cheating? Is she more likely to cheat on you? Because that's what some people are saying.
Of course. Oh, of course, because if you're the king of your or queen of your castle and your land, you can do what you want. You're the boss. So anything goes. So, yes, I think that's the stepping stone, if you ask me.
All right. So then this guy moves in there and then he gets cheated on.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ooh, let's go to Cindy.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Cindy? What do you think? Can a man move into the woman's house? That was the question.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my boyfriend at the time, which now we're married, I had a great house, and he moved in, and he had no problem. He actually joked about it because he didn't have to pay no bills. He didn't have to do anything, but he did help around the house. He did fix it up. He did a lot of different things. So it was great.
It worked out great for them. See, that's a success story.
No. All right.
They don't all end badly.
Cindy, it's brilliant. You're a genius.
You brought a handyman in.
Now he's fixing all the crap that you didn't like about the house. He's doing all this stuff so that you can flip that house and make money.
But they're married, kick his ass out.
Oh, they are?
Married. Yeah, they're married now.
So. Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
I was on my phone.
Yes, that's true. He says it was a test, actually. Now he jokes about it and says it was a test to see.
Right. You were like, hey, listen, I'm not going to marry a guy that can't help out around here. So she's giving him tasks and stuff, and he has to complete them for them to get married. That's smart on your part. It really is.
Well,
I knew he was a keeper at that point.
Hell yes. He's doing all that nice stuff to your house.
Right. But it's like, oh, yeah, let me go ahead. Some people are like, oh, you shouldn't test people. Why not? Like, you should absolutely test people.
What do you test drive a car?
Yeah.
You have to take a test to get into school.
A lot of times you have to take a test to get a job, right? Because they test their employees. Like, why wouldn't you test a spouse?